It's Memorial Day in the U.S. Lost soldiers remembered. Haiti's rebuilding focuses on children for one ministry. And infant mortality success is a testimony of Jesus in the United Arab Emirates. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Every country has memories of war. In the United States, today they remember lives lost for Memorial Day. To date, almost 4,500 soldiers have died in Iraq alone. Faith comes by hearings John Wilkie reflects.
There are so many families today that are going to cemeteries and graveyards, and they're remembering those and their families that have lost their lives. They're remembering those who have given their lives for our country, for our freedoms. And today is a real somber day for so many people.
There's one easy way to honor these men and women today. Troops need the gospel.
When they get overseas, they get in these stressful, crucible-type situations. They begin to question where they really stand with God and where they're going to be going if something were to happen to them.
Many have come to faith in these times by listening to military Bible sticks, digital audio players loaded with the New Testament.
Right now we have over 5,000 troops asking for audio Bibles for themselves, and we don't have the funding for that.
Support your nation's troops by sending a Bible stick for $25. Give through a link at our website. Meanwhile, the international community is still in an uproar over whether or not border disputes will reignite civil war in Sudan. Violence is ramping up as the South prepares to secede in July. We asked Phil Beiler with Africa Inland Mission, who's in South Sudan right now, if the conflict could get in the way.
From what I am gathering from the local people, they are confident that the July 9th birth of the new nation of the Republic of South Sudan will happen.
As violence continues, believers are speaking against it in favor of Christ's peace. But since the violence has stayed at the border, believers further south feel pretty safe. Still, the question remains, is civil war possible?
It's really anybody's guess at this point, but we are hoping and praying and believing God that as He answered our prayers so dramatically in January, that if the believers around the world continue to pray for South Sudan, we may see God birth a new nation without this return of civil war.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Flooding in Pakistan, a tsunami in Japan, tornadoes in the U.S. Natural disasters have been abundant over the last year, which makes it easy to forget about the earthquake that killed thousands of Haitians in early 2010. World Hope International has been faithfully rebuilding since the quake and is now starting a school. Megan Nikki Fortune Clark says in City Soleil, kids are still living in tents and meeting for classes under tarps.
Some have been able to move back inside, but many have not. So this will literally be the only permanent structure that many of the kids are in each day.
It'll provide a safe place for kids and the community, but also
we make sure that children not only get a good formal education, but also hear about who Jesus is and how He cares about them and their circumstances.
The rebuild should be done by the end of the summer, but World Hope needs $60,000 to finish it.
This project will be a real symbol for the community that they have not been forgotten and that we want to see them prosper again.
Next, the Oasis Hospital in the United Arab Emirates is probably best known for depleting infant mortality in the country from 50% to less than 1. The Cure International Hospital serves thousands of patients annually, healing women and children, all in the name of Jesus. Now they're expanding. The new 200-bed building will be up within a year. Despite the heat of 115 degrees Fahrenheit, the project's going fast. Pray for continued progress. And if you ever wanted to be a foster parent but couldn't commit to the time that goes into it, well, being a safe family could be an option for you. Bethany Christian Services needs families across the U.S. to become hosts for children with parents in crises. Safe families volunteer their homes and care for an average of 45 days when parents go through a job loss or other crises and need help with their kids. You can be a light for Christ by keeping kids from neglect. Visit our website to learn more. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett's offering you the book Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you learn how to pray and why you pray, which will help you pray for your unsaved family members, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionatworknews.org. That's missionatworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.